K2 RCL monitoring.
RCL K4 OIM. How you doing today?
Good, Walt. How about yourself?
Motivated them to doing something. Like I said, I'd bought this 30-foot camper before I had that stroke and broke my neck. And I pretty much converted the whole living room and kitchen into a ham shack. And I've got all these boat anchors in here I'm restoring. And I've just about ran out of room. And I've been sitting here looking at the bedroom back there. And I'm thinking about putting me a big long shot bench back there to put all of this doggone test equipment and these boat anchors on, where I have more room in here for my radios. I'm running out of room, Russell.
For that. Yeah, I reckon if you can expand out a little bit, then that might work pretty good.
I finished up my 8x10 deck out here on front, and my daughter told me the other day, Daddy, I bet you'll end up boxing that in and then close it and put your radio equipment out there. I don't have that much yet, K4 OIM for ID.
Heard that. Yeah, I know. Well, you got several of them. K2RCL for ID.
Seven boat anchors in here I'm restoring. Way things are now, it's getting hard to get parts. All of the suppliers are out. I've been waiting on a recap kit from Hayseed for this S40B holocrafter here. I've been waiting on it now for about 2 months, and I usually get it in about 2 weeks. And they say they out of stock. It's on back order. And I'm waiting on a recap kit for an old Lafayette HA600. You just can't find parts now. Nobody wants to go back to work, Russ.
No, it's interesting. I worked 6 days last week, Monday through Saturday, and I don't know if I can do it again this week with it going to be over 90 degrees. I ain't too fond of working in the heat like that, but I don't know. If you want to work, there's work out there to be done, that's for sure. But, yeah, it's like anything else. You just about can't get nothing. I was happy to see the other day in Lowe's that lumber prices are coming down now. I think 2x4 studs come down to about $4 and something.
Get there last month to get a 4x8 sheet of 3/4 OSB board, and it was $94. And then I went out there last week, and it had dropped to $60, so I went ahead and grabbed me one up. And I've already put one coat of paint on my deck out here, and my grandson couldn't wait to get on it, and then my cat's got on it. And I ordered another gallon of Battleship Gray enamel marine paint from Home Depot over in Greer. And they told me it'd be next Saturday before it'd be delivered. I got an email this morning from Home Depot saying it would be here today before 5 o'clock. It shipped out of Orlando, Florida yesterday. Now, does that make sense?
A lot of the shipping has to do with what's going and what's coming right now. If they got a load going, then they go ahead and run it. Otherwise, it's going to get on the next one. I had to order a temperature probe for my field piece meter for HVAC. Broke the clamp on mine, so I ordered another one. It come out of Oregon, and I ordered it Friday, and it's coming from all the way on the other side of the U.S., and it's going to be here tomorrow.
An oscilloscope, and paid for it through PayPal, and it was supposed to be in here in 2 weeks. Well, I waited and waited and waited, and every time I put the tracking number in, it would come up store closed. Well, about 3 weeks ago, I contacted PayPal about it, and they told me to contact the seller again and give them 20 days to reply. And about 30 minutes later, I got another email from Facebook, said, "Do you know where your oscilloscope is?" It was on the Evergreen, that container ship that got stuck in the Suez Canal. And it's out there in the ocean somewhere. Nobody will let it come in the port. And PayPal put the money back in my account the next day. But of all places for my scope to be was on the Evergreen.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. I got an account with Amazon, and I'll pay through it on Amazon, but about anything else I do online, I try to make sure I can do it through PayPal, because they use it pretty good at guaranteeing purchases and making sure you get it or giving you money back, so I kind of like that aspect of it. But yeah, I think a lot of stuff got stuck on the Evergreen, and the old saying goes, it's on a slow boat from China. It'll get here eventually.
What it was that about 2 years ago, I ordered something and paid for it through PayPal, and it never did show up. And PayPal put the money back in my account, and about 3 months after they put the money back into my account, whatever it was arrived, and I contacted PayPal about paying for it, and they said, "Oh, well, just forget it."
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, because they probably had an insurance on the package or something, and the seller got reimbursed for their stuff since it was lost in shipping. I wouldn't be surprised if that oscilloscope don't show up sometime.
2 days after I order another one. But the only thing wrong with my scope was when I moved, when my daughter bought this place up here at Lake Bowen, I got all my radio equipment out and put it in the truck with me. But as far as my test equipment and other stuff, I just set it down in the floor where it wouldn't get damaged. And I'd be a son of a gun if a can of pinto beans didn't fall out of the cabinet and hit the part on my scope that controls the position of the beam from left and right, and broke the shaft off way back up in the pot. And that thing is so compact, I'm not about to go in there and try to replace that part. I've probably got a part here that would work in it. But I've took a small screwdriver and adjusted it where I got the beam centered up on it. And I just brought it back here and set it on my desk with my radio. I'm just going to use it for a monitor scope and get me another one. I may be able to find one up at the Shelby Ham Fest. K4OIM for ID.
sounds like a plan. Hopefully you can find one local and not have to deal with the ordering. And Walt, I am about to destinate here and hop out, try to get something accomplished on my day off. It was a pleasure talking with you, and I'm going to hop out of here for a while and see if I can get some lunch and keep plugging along for the day. I'll be clear on your final, and I'll say 73.
Hope to meet you at the rear meeting tomorrow night. I'm going to try to make it. I'm going to have to borrow my daughter's truck. I still ain't got that freeze plug in mine yet. I got a guy coming supposedly tomorrow afternoon and gotta pull the left motor support off to get the thing in there. And that ain't as bad as the one behind the exhaust, but he's supposed to come do it, and hope to meet you, see you at the meeting tomorrow night. Good talking to you again, Russell, K4OIM. I'm clear.